if it's comfortable, yeah. Actually, might I have you pull out a little bit further from each chair?
Like that?
Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
Cool.
And we got lapels on as well.
It'll be hard to drink coffee.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you're good to go.
Okay. Right, so I'm just gonna start this PowerPoint real quick. Yeah, PowerPoint.
Very official.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. I kinda like this. I'm kinda getting into it. Right, so. Just to kick off the meeting, basically, so we're working now for a real reaction. This is, right. Just got an agenda to set out what we're going to try to accomplish in this particular first meeting. We're going to just do a quick opening, and we can hopefully all get acquainted with one another. Then we're going to start talk a little bit about tool training. Essentially, that means getting used to the only thing that we haven't tried out yet, the whiteboard. We've got a general plan for the project, how we're going to go about accomplishing this, and then just a bit of discussion and close up. IRL, you guys, you know, gamer slang, in real life. Basically, of course, we can discuss that. I'm thinking about proposing that since we've got this weird blend of ourselves and our roles, that we just don't ask, don't tell. If you say something about marketing, right, sorted. exactly. If you guys, and then at the same time, if you, like, logically, if something doesn't, like, if I'm like, we're going to sell a remote control that's the size of this paper book, you know, you say, like, well, that doesn't seem like such a good idea because of X. Obviously, go with it, and we'll discuss it, but I'm not going to ask, do you know that? Or it seems like...
Yeah,
exactly. So... Because we're sort of role playing, so you're going to tap into your own knowledge as well, and that's the same for your when we do introductions. I mean, and you talk about your background. You know, have fun. You know, maybe you went to, maybe you're like me and you went to UCSB, but you want to say you went to Harvard or something like that. Why not? You know, you can. This is, you know, I guess we can have a little bit of fun with it. So, are you guys okay with that? Does that seem logical?
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Works for me.
Sweet. Cool. So I guess we're making a remote control, which is thrilling. But the idea is that we can make something based on the whole corporate motto. I don't know if you guys had time to check the in real life. I don't know if you guys checked the corporate website. We've got to make something as fashionable as possible. That's kind of the corporate strategy, is we're going to try to take ordinary stuff that nobody really thinks about and try to make it nice, you know, like John Lewis nice, or, you know, if you go to Debenhams or something. So basically, we are reinventing the wheel, but we want to try to do it in a user-friendly, slick, sleek kind of way. Where we're going to go about doing that is basically, first, we're going to start on the basics. And that's where I'm going to need you guys, the user interface designers and the other designer that I can't remember the ID and the UID, right? the industrial designer, hey, right on, all right, getting into it, to guide me and guide us on this project, because you guys are the bottom, you know, you're like, no, you can't do that. You can't have, you know, X and Y at the same time. And then... we'll work up from what is necessary to more like what would be good. You know, like, I think you guys probably got the same email as I did, but the idea of, yes, a coffee pot needs to be able to hold coffee, but it's also better if it's not like really cheap glass, so that if you touch it, you hurt your hand or something like that. And so we'll work up from there, and then we'll meet on it and talk about it, and then finally we'll incorporate as kind of the last stage, in a way, you guys build or tell us what's possible, and then you tell us what we can hope for and what way to go take the take the basics and make it nicer. And then obviously the UID and the ID, you know, you can keep on, you know, quote unquote, the cutting edge of how to get about maximizing what is possible to try to sync it all up. So that's a detailed design. So it's a three-stage kind of thing. Right, so for now, just for the whiteboard, basically, just to get used to it, I haven't tried it yet either. I'm just going to start and carry like five remotes around. And just write down, I'm just going to write down one of the names of my desert discs. You know, if you were trapped on a desert island and you could only bring five CDs along with you, name one of them that you could. Not all five. If you want to write all five, go for it, but name one of them that you could. We skipped introductions. Nice. I'm an excellent project manager. I'm Marty. I went to uni at UC Santa Barbara, and I'm here working on a PhD in psychology. Yeah, so.
I'm Sarah. I went to Michigan, and I'm here doing cultural studies. And I'm a marketing manager or something, marketing.
Expert.
Expert.
Don't play yourself down. Expert.
I'm Ron. I once upon a time studied in Victoria, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Nathan. I'm from California, and I'm here doing a master's degree in social anthropology.
Where'd you go to uni, Nathan?
UCLA.
Oh, brilliant. Cool. My little brother goes there. Okay. Right, so desert island discs. Yeah. Well, I'm just going
to
write a couple of them down. See, I'm a big music fan. I don't know if you guys are. I'm assuming everybody likes music to some lesser or greater extent, but there's some other options. If you're a TV slut like I am, like Smallville, terrible television show, but I happen to love it. It's rubbish, but I love it.
I saw Tom Welling, actually.
The main
yeah.
Character? Wow.
Yeah.
Is he a wanker? He looks really tall, like he's got to be like 6'6".
He's a big guy.
Yeah. Okay, so I really like Jeff Buckley. You guys heard Jeff Buckley?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, because like not very many people have. I might as well throw a British person in there. You can't go wrong with Radiohead. Okay, so it really works just like a pen, only it makes noises, I think. It's kind of weird. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, you like pressing those. Kind of cool. You'll see. All right, so whoever wants to get up next, you can write down some telly that you watch or whatever you want.
I guess I'll go next.
Right on. Nice.
Wow. Really lame. And I don't know what's favorite thing. Probably classical to totally geek.
Okay, yeah.
I think. And my Family Guy DVDs.
Well, yeah.
I don't need to write that one down.
Oh, Family Guy. Do you watch the new season?
No. Are you getting it online or
I think I'm gonna start downloading it, yeah. Afrobeat Orchestra.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Like 15 members. And I'm hoping to go to the concert in Belgium.
Wow.
Thing I love about Edinburgh.
I didn't even read those.
That's what a PowerPoint presentation is for. They're designed specifically to ignore. They're brilliant.
It's a 5x5. I can't read that much.
Yes, that's okay. I see that. Vomit, yes! Street pizza, it's so brilliant.
It's so horrible.
I've seen more urine in this city than ever before. I mean,
I just came from Glasgow, and I'm happy to say that there's a
It's so mingin'.
It really is.
I'm going local. I'm going local. I have to be here for 3 years, so I might as well get the terminology right.
I've already got more than I can keep track of, and I'm going to go home next week, and everyone's like, oh my god, you're trying to get one of those.
Have you been home yet?
No.
They'll be like, say something British, and you're like, oh, shut up, family.
Oh, oh, it should be interesting. We need to tell them about coming back. I love that one.
Are you going to stay here?
Probably. Or at least stay with Lisa for a while, and then decide.
Bad Religion?
No,
see,
I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
And now I can think of so many other ones.
Well, yeah, that's why.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Something I miss about
them. I miss coffee.
Burritos.
Burritos.
Oh. Costs less than.
Oh yeah, two bucks.
Things that are like free.
Where are you from in California, by the way?
I grew up in San Diego.
Did you really? What part?
La Jolla, PD.
Yeah, I'm from San Diego as well.
Yeah.
Oh
but
man.
I last lived in San Francisco. I haven't lived in Southern California since I was 18.
Going to NorCal, I'm sorry. You just can't get a better burrito than what's available in San Diego.
It's different, because in San Diego, the tortillas are cooked on the grill. And in Northern California, they steam them.
It must make all the difference.
Yeah.
Well, there's other things, too. You just can't place it. When I went to school in Santa Barbara, which is Central California, the Mexican food is okay. It's just not good. It's like $2. Like literally $2 for this massive. I miss, yeah. Good call on that.
Yeah. Where are you from in San Diego?
Just metropolitan San Diego. I live 5 minutes from the zoo.
Okay.
So North Park, actually, if you want to get real specific.
Yeah, I've lived on 32nd.
Yep.
Close to, where Claire Lynn Coffee Shop.
Yes, on University, yeah. Yeah, it's actually literally half a mile from my house. Yeah, pretty cool. Small world, as we were discussing before, especially when we're off in the same general region. Right, so, okay, success on the whiteboard. You can harness the awesome power. A little bit in introductions, we talked about some of our CDs and things we like about the city. I think we'll... So moving on to not fun stuff, project finance. Basically, what we're trying to do is sell this remote for 25 euros. This is what the finance department has told me, the CFO, but I don't know. I'm not sold on this. It's pretty dear. I mean, 20, that's $40 for a remote. It would have to pretty much do my laundry for me. So we can maybe work on that later, but we're gonna make a lot on it. The profit aims to make 50 million euros on it, internationally. So one of the things that I was gonna mention to you, you guys, the designers, is that we probably need it needs to be a universal remote control, probably.
Okay.
So something that could do NTSC as well as PAL, as well as various other formats, if it's going to control DVDs. But I'll leave that to you guys. But that's something that it is going to be an international sold thing. We want to try to make it for $12.50. So we want to try to make 100% profit on it if we can. Just to close up, I'm not sure how much time I've used it next time, right, project manager, sorted, we'll meet in another half an hour or so, and I'd like the industrial designer to think about what needs to be done, what the basic function of it. UID, your assignments are up there, and you'll also get assignments from in your email as well, more specifics on what to do. And they need to tell us what the user's going to want. So actually, in a way, you guys maybe in our next meeting chat a bit about what the user's going to want and what the user can have. We'll discuss the trade-offs in between. Specific instructions will be sent in your email. But I think that is more or less a good place to start for now. And as more things come up, we'll have meetings and we'll get emails and so forth. Any questions before we get started?
I assume that we're building a standalone remote control. We can't kind of build it into other products.
You mean to
for instance, a mobile phone?
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't think there's any rules about it yet.
Maybe our personal coach will.
Or you know, can we sell a remote control phone for £25?
Well, have a think about it. I mean,
okay.
I'm certainly open. It seems like it seems like it's certainly doable, isn't it? I mean, or if we can't have a full mobile phone, maybe a remote that has some other kind of useful function. The clapper. No, I mean, no, good idea. Good idea. Let's see.
A remote with changeable faces, like faces by the
I like that. Yeah, that's true. I guess we probably have some time. Maybe we should brainstorm a bit, like what we want to do. Go back to I don't really have any. Let me bring up something about our basic goals here, what we want to accomplish. Project announcement. Yeah, not so much. All right, we'll find it. We're on our own.
Yeah, let's do.
Does
anybody have any initial ideas?
I'm going to go ahead and take notes on this, too, because...
Good idea. Start 2 minutes.
So, initial ideas.
Which pretty much, again, is going to be universal. Right?
Yeah.
We've decided that already. And it may be functioning for other things. As soon as you said that, I was thinking, like, all the other things you can remote to, like... your microwave or your front door, like kind of everything. But then I'm never gonna fan those huge remotes that have like a million buttons you can't
Use.
Simple always better. Simple.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
specific.
I'm thinking kind of PDA design, so touchscreen design rather than button.
Right.
So that you can kind of flip around all sorts of different things.
Yeah, that's slick, isn't it? I mean like stylus. Yeah, like just Alright, so we got 5 minutes more to chat about that. That's perfect. So we've got this kind of an idea of a trade-off between size and functionality. And we also...
Multifunctional, but at the same time, if you get to do too much, you're not going to be able to tell them apart.
It's going to be too complicated.
Yeah.
Too crowded buttons and things.
I'm also going to note, for future reference, this idea of... So you like maybe like an a touch screen type of remote?
Possibly.
I don't think one exists. Be a good idea.
It needs one outstanding feature instead of apart from all the other remotes.
Yeah, all the other universal remotes. I don't know if there's such thing out there. I guess we'll do some research on it, or one of us can do some research on it about whether or not there are multi-format, like you know, PAL, NTSC, Region 1.
I have a friend who has a PDA that he just points at his any television he wants, and it'll figure out the specifications of it, and we'll control it.
Interesting.
Awesome.
Okay.
So I assume that can be done with.
Okay. All right. So, I'm liking that idea. This idea of a touchscreen remote with multi-format features. Let's see.
I think making out of a nice material would be very important, because so many of those remotes that you see, these universal remotes, look so cheap, low quality.
Keep it nice and slick would be important. And I don't know, like, there's such a problem with losing them. Like, adding this whole, like, PDA pen business is only one more thing to lose, so we have to be careful of what, like, just something to, like, keep in mind when we start actually dealing with this stuff.
I like the idea of the multi-plate.
Yeah, okay.
What do they call those face plate things?
I think they're just called face plates.
I don't know.
I like
we'll have to come in.
Yeah.
There's kind of
really
a
cool.
Fuzzy one as well. I could fall for days.
It wouldn't be such a bad idea to have a locator device. Maybe a simple button that you have on your television to help you find your remote.
Sure.
But if we're bundling it, unless we're selling the telly with the remote.
Right.
if we bundle it as a poem, then you can always call it.
True.
If you're not doing that, then we can have something that just kind of rings from either. Well, there used to be those whistling devices, but that's a little bit annoying.
Could we not do something where, like, just a little, like, literally, just a very small kind of thing that comes with the remote that you can place somewhere else that you press and it makes the remote page? Kind of like how on a lot of cordless regular phones,
yeah,
you have a page button. It goes.
Right.
Could we do something like that?
That's cool.
I think so.
I think we could design it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think this material quality as well. Like, I guess we can think about what kind of, you know, Apple's been really successful with this surgical white kind of business or the sleek kind of, you know.
Titanium, the new silver sleek ones the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Curves.
Mm. Yeah, we do have the minimum amount. I mean, we were talking finances. I don't know, selling a 40-pound remote would or a $40 remote, 25-euro remote would be pretty. You know, it's pretty expensive, so maybe we might want to trade off some of the features for a lower price without getting into that whole, like, you know, go down to bargain store remote, you know, bargain store universal remote that's black and, you know, massive. Some kind of, I don't know, a balance there in somewhere.
Definitely.
But have a think about what we can do. Have a think about what we want to do, how we're going to sell it. And
our users in mind, like, these grandmas are not going to be into this whole new, let's, no, they're used to the button, so I have to be careful of exactly who we're marketing this to and who we're going to be able to get it out of.
That's true.
You're talking 25 pounds or 25 euros?
25 euros. Yeah. They're all weaker than, they're all stronger than the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Although, computer parts. Oh, if you're gonna upgrade your computer, buy it in the States. Like, do you guys know Fry's? Huge computer electronics store? They serve, or they say yes, they will sell things overseas. So, you can buy stuff in America and have it shipped over for like 20, 30 pounds, not bad. Right, so, let's go ahead and wrap that up here for now. I'm going to put these initial ideas that we've got in the project documents. So if you guys need a reminder about what we've talked about, the different, you know, kind of trade-offs that we've got and the other ideas, you can consult them at your leisure. And right, so thanks for that. Let's just head back to work on what we were talking about before, getting into.
In half an hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.